What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTuckMatt. Every morning we are here off of bettingpros.com, and we're always being brought to you by BetMGM. We're here every morning, even on mornings where I want to crawl into a hole and not come out. But look, some of you guys who are, you know, longtime listeners, if you can call somebody going back to July a longtime listener, you've seen this before. You've seen me have weeks where I've gone 7-21 and I've just been brutal. And because it's the NFL, because it's college football, and because we all bet it so heavily, and when you do go cold, you get a glaring spotlight put right on you, and you just kind of shake your head, and you watch all your winnings just sort of disappear. So that's what happened to me over the last couple of days. I went 2-4 2 days ago. I went 0-3 yesterday, and really, I went 0-4 because I added Kent State. Duh. That was a dumb move, but I added that on the Discord chat, so officially went 0-3, but I went 0-4 on my own card and down 4 units. Yikes. And then I was down 2 units on, what was it, today's Sunday? So Friday, I was down 2 units. So, I mean, that is a huge hit to lose that much money over 2 days. But we were up. I was up big. And that's what happens. I mean, it's just, we were on a really good run. And, you know, by my count, we were something like 32-17 or something like that. Like, we were just rolling. And every day it was, you know, 2-1s or 3-2s and 4-2s. And it was just, we were just picking them up and putting it down. And when you're going well, there's going to be the other side of the coin. So when that happens, what do you do? So sports gambling is as much of a mental grind than anything else. And sports gambling is a difficult endeavor. It's a emotionally trying endeavor, and it's very, very difficult to do it. So somebody wrote me a nice message on Twitter and was like, you know, you're just telling it as is, Matt, because you're going 2-8 over the last couple of days, and you're not lying. You're not trying to hide. You're telling everybody the truth. And that's what you're going to get out of me, because for one, this is a free podcast, okay? And again, for you youngsters out there, something happened yesterday that I got to just bring up because it's kind of funny. And I'm 43 years old, so I'm trying not to be a dick about it, okay? But I don't know if my email address or my Twitter account or something, I don't know if it's because I got a lot of young guys listening to the podcast, but over the last 4 days, I've had 4 different people ask me about being my intern. Now, I don't know if I'm all of a sudden like, open for business or because I teach at UNLV. I don't know what it is, but like I've had a kid at Penn State. I had a kid at, they're all on the East Coast. I forget which it might have been Temple, but I had these kids who wanted internships. And one kid was like, hey, I want to talk to you about how to get into the business, about going in with internships. This would be great. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's, you know, I'm really busy today, but let's go ahead. And then he wrote me, nice picks. Way to go 0-3. Hey, memo to anybody trying to get a job. If you want me to respond to you, if you want me to help you, don't be a dick. Like, really? You don't think I know I'm losing money? Like, this is the thing about this podcast. I don't just give you guys picks and be like, huh, you're on your own. F you. Like, that's not what this is. If you trail me, and I'm not saying you have to, fade me. In fact, I would fade me today. But fade me. I don't care how I make you money. If I make awful picks and you guys make money off of it, and I know a couple guys were like, hey man, tell me when you're picked so I can bet the other side. Okay, yeah, you have like the brain cell of a frog. But whatever, that's fine. If you want to do that, if that's your game, I don't mind it, okay? Now, don't be an a-hole about it, but if you just, you know, want to go ahead and say, hey, you're ice, I'm fading you, okay? I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to get angry. That's the name of the game here. And today, if you want to fade me, I am not angry at you one bit. If you go the other side on all 4 of the picks I've got going today, if you want to fade me, that's fine. But if you're asking someone to help you or you want an internship, let's not talk about where I am picks-wise, okay? And just like when I'm winning, I often say, we don't add on. It's a 1-unit or half-unit wager because we flat wager because we know the other side is coming. And here's where we are, right? We're in a valley. We're not in a good part. Are we going to get back to the top of the mountain? Yeah, eventually. We'll climb out of this. We'll be okay. And so here's what I did yesterday. it's a mental grind, right? So I got away from it and I went to IKEA with my wife and daughter and we went shopping for some stuff for downstairs here in the area where I do, we have kind of a split level house. So where I record the podcast here in this sports room type of thing. And I've got a little, you know, man room den type thing that we went and bought. And I got a new TV, so we got a new little stand. We've been putting that together all night. It's like you need a PhD in engineering to put this thing together, but we're trying to get that done. And then we realized that the screws are not the right screws that came with the IKEA wall mounts or the TV mount, so we had to buy something on Amazon. So we can't finish that tonight, but that's besides the point. And so, like, that's what I did. And I took my daughter to Barnes & Noble, and we went and bought a chess set, and I played and taught my daughter how to play chess at 6 years old. She was asking, you know, she'd heard, she hadn't seen Queen's Gambit, but she was talking about Queen's Gambit, excuse me, and she was hearing me talk about Queen's Gambit with my wife, who hasn't watched it yet. If you've not seen that show on Netflix, oh my goodness, that show is outstanding. So I watched that show, and I was talking about it, so my kid wanted to learn, so we went to Barnes & Noble, and we bought a chess set together, and we bought a couple of books, and we hung out, had a cup of coffee together with her in the Barnes & Noble, and then we came home. So I got away from it. When you're not seeing the board clearly, you got to just wash it away. You got to forget about it. You got to just forget that it happened and realize that you are flat wagering for a reason. We preach bankroll management. It's about the long term. It's not about just one football season or one bet or one day, right? It's not about having a bankroll that can be extinguished in one day of losing, right? You should, if you're betting 5% of your bankroll, that's your one unit, right? Everyone's been asking me, like, what's a unit again? Guys, I know some of you guys are new. It's fine. Just DM me and ask me. I'll tell you. This is my opinion. 5% of your bankroll should be your one unit. If it's $100, it should be a $5 bet. It doesn't matter how much you're betting, okay? If you put $5 or $5,000 into the game, it is all the same to me, okay? I don't judge. I don't think it matters. There's some, like, you know, dick measuring stuff that goes in, like, oh, I'm a big boy. Like, you know, get out of here, right? Just some morons that are out there that are talking. And even, like, some ridiculous people. I don't know if you saw that exchange I got into with a guy named Ed Teach, who was, again, a lot of these pros gamblers don't use their real name, but that's that guy's real name. And so he's like, you know, I said, I can't believe I bet on Michigan. He's like, maybe you should leave it up to the professionals. Yeah, this is the same guy who said that Trump was going to win in a landslide and told everybody to bet their second kid on it, basically. You know, hammer Trump, and then lost it all, and then ran around and went on podcasts trying to explain himself. So, yeah. Good on you, dude. Way to come out of the woodwork and start talking about me. He's a pro gambler. I'm not, okay? So fine. You want to take shots at someone when they're down? Go right ahead. You're a big boy, huh? Let's see. Good. You know, you show yourself a little bit to me in these moments, okay? Because either you're honest about yourself when you lose, because everyone loses in this game. Everyone. Or you don't. And if you're not, that's fine. You don't have to be, but if you're not going to be honest, you're not going to say that you hit, you know, I hit 75% of my football bets. Shut up. You don't, okay? You just don't. It's hard as hell. And college football did what the NFL did last week. So we had a hell week last week in the NFL, and somehow I dodged that. Hell week in college did not dodge it. Most people I know were either flat or down. Some people were lucky enough to be flat. I'm not one of them. So on to the NFL. On do we go. Reminder about the live stream this morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time, our second one this week. We're on it with prop bets. We're breaking down all the craziness, including what the hell is going on in Denver, and how do you bet that game exactly? Like, how do you bet? I wanted to bet the over. The unders, I mean, the total's 36.5. I was like, what the hell? The Saints might get that by themselves, but I don't know how you play that game. I don't know what the Saints are going to look like in that. I don't know how mentally checked out they are, knowing that all three quarterbacks for the Broncos can't play, and they're calling up guys from the practice squad, and they're just going to run the football the entire time, and they're going to run like a wishbone offense or something. Who the hell knows what Denver's going to do? So funky things happen in games like this. I'm just telling you, if you're banking on this, going, I'm laying 14.5 points on the Saints, and I'm good with it, funky things happen. Now, in the contest to have stagnant lines, that news came out after the deadline for all of our picks being due, because the line was, I think, 6 or 5.5 for the Saints, which everyone and their mother would have been on that. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers playing on Tuesday against the Ravens. There's 18 players that have COVID-19. Like, what? How are you playing that game on Tuesday? And here's the problem. If you take it, we did, my team did in the Westgate, thinking that the NFL is going to make them play that game. Well, and it could happen. I mean, the line's 3.5. That line is not going to close at 3.5 for Pittsburgh if they're forced to play on Tuesday. So it's just kind of a nut situation when it comes to COVID right now. This is a wacko week. So Dan Harris and I, in case you guys listen to that podcast that we do every week, the NFL podcast on Betting Pros, Dan Harris did record one basically breaking down the games for you guys if you want to go listen to that off of our Apple Podcast, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, go search the Betting Pros NFL podcast. But I wasn't on it because I was tied up doing all sorts of crazy things, and we took the week off in the DraftKings. So we just punted on this week in the DraftKings. We couldn't do that in the Circa, couldn't do that in the Westgate. You're required to make picks in the reboot in the Circa Million. I'm brutal in the Circa Million. I'm brutal the Westgate, we're tied for fourth, so we're doing really well in the Westgate, but we're only 3 weeks into the Westgate. But before we give you the plays, four of them, already giving you one, KC -3.5, that number has moved already, but I've already given it to you. Kansas City up against the Tampa Bay Bucks on the road, laying 3.5 points. I'm pretty comfortable with that. I that was a bet I made very early, back when I actually was picking winners. We made that bet, so I hope that's okay, but I mean, that's one of those games where you're like, the number really hasn't moved all that much, although Fox bet today at the time of taping is at -4, so looks like some cheap money may come in late here on that. But remember the BetMGM one game parlay. That's the new feature that allows customers to build their own parlay within the same game. The interface presents a number of markets to choose from and calculates the odds as the customers add selections. That's available for NFL, NBA, and soccer games. So it's available today if you want to jump on it. And they're still having the Black Friday sale. It ends today at BetMGM. 100% deposit bonus plus $25 on the house if you use the promo code JUICE100 at sign up. JUICE100. Black Friday, 100% deposit match plus a $25 on the house bonus paid out in free bets. It's available in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, and West Virginia. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be physically located in Colorado, Tennessee, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All right, so KC -3.5 is the first play, and I've explained that kind of already, but I just think that Tom Brady's going to have a tough time here. They got to run the football to be effective. I think that the Chiefs are going to stop the run, and then you're going to have to throw over the top. And on the other side, I think that defense has been exposed here for Tampa. Tampa playing at home has not been a big thing, but they've lost twice to the Saints. They've lost a lot of their big games, and I'm just not comfortable with Tampa right now, and I think there's some real problems brewing in Tampa. I still think they win 10 games, but they're going into their bye week. I think they just want to get to their bye week and get the heck out of this season so far and get to some rest and relaxation before they return for three very, very winnable games for them. Was it the Falcons twice and the Lions once, I believe it is, for Tampa over the three games following the bye week. So for Tampa, I just think this is going to be a game where they're facing Patrick Mahomes. And Mahomes hasn't been great against the number the last 2 weeks. They're due to bust out here and have a pretty big performance. You know, they were 10-point favorites at home against Carolina. They won by 2. They were 7.5-point favorites on the road against Vegas. They won by 4. They're winning, but they're not covering. And they're only 6-4 against the number. Tampa's 5-6 against the number. Didn't cover as 3-point favorites against the Rams last week. Against Carolina, they won by 23 on the road, which covered easily. But 3 of the last 4 games, Tampa has not covered the spread. So I'm going to look to continue that trend. I think Brady has a tough time. KC, I think, gets after it. And look, this is Mahomes against Brady, right? This is like, he's never going to play Brady in a Super Bowl, I don't believe. So whenever he gets a chance to match up with that guy, they want to ball out and they want to go put up some numbers. Andy Reid, clearly, it's not Belichick, but it's still Brady. And so there's still some history there. So KC -3.5 against Tampa is play number one. So play number two, I'm going to roll here with a total. And I'm going to talk about Vegas against Atlanta in a dome. These two teams in domes put up numbers. And I think it's significant that Vegas is on the road at Atlanta here. And, I mean, if you want to bet the number, I don't hate this if you go ahead and say Vegas is going to cover this three-point line. I don't hate that. Vegas is 7-3 against the number this year. I thought long and hard about betting Vegas minus three. However, I think points are going to get scored in this game. I got the total at 53.5. And when you look at what's going on against New Orleans and you look at Atlanta against other teams, I mean, they have put up numbers in particular in games where they have played in domes. Same thing when it comes to Vegas, when it comes to dome games. You know, against Kansas City at home, Vegas scored 31 points, gave up 35. The over hit by 9.5. Against Denver, they scored 37 points, only gave up 12, but they scored 37 points. Against LA, they scored 31 points in a 31-26 victory, right? So the over went in that game. Other dome games against Buffalo, we saw 53 points. That was a push on the total for that game. Against New Orleans, 34-24. Like when they're at home, when Vegas is in a dome, Vegas' offense clicks. Same thing can be said for Atlanta, right? Against the Dallas Cowboys, dome, that went over. Against the Bears, dome, their game against the Bears at home went over. Against Minnesota on the road, dome, it went over, okay? Denver at home, dome, it went over. The last two times against New Orleans at home, 24-9. But that was a funky game like we knew, and you know, it was the debut of what the future might look like for New Orleans. And their defense is pretty decent. Atlanta didn't look good. I don't think the defense for the Raiders is all that good. I think the defense is okay. They don't get much pressure on the quarterback. I know there's injury concerns here for the receiving core. And I know that, you know, Todd Gurley's out here for Atlanta. So there are some concerns there from an injury perspective as to who's going to be on the field for the Atlanta Falcons. And, you know, Calvin Ridley is probable. Gurley is out. Julio Jones is questionable with a hamstring. So, yeah, there are some worries there a little bit here. But I think, look, can they score 20 points? Yeah. Can they get to 25 points? I think that they can. So I'm playing the over 53.5 for the Raiders in Atlanta. I think both teams score here. I think this is a shootout football game. I think Vegas wins and covers. In my contests, in both contests, I've taken the Raiders to cover this 3 points. So I like the Raiders minus three. But I don't like it enough. I like the over more for Las Vegas in Atlanta. So we're going over 53.5 for Las Vegas in Atlanta. Second side that we're going to take is Tennessee at Indianapolis. This is a really big game. Plus three. I'm getting plus three. I think this is a field goal game one way or the other. I got an even money. Okay, books don't want to move off of three. The books believe this is the right number here for these two teams. And look, they just played a couple of weeks ago, and they lost. I mean, Tennessee lost by 17. It got away from them in the second half. Indianapolis went into there and smacked them around. But I think they got right. The Titans got right against Baltimore. I think they figure something out. I think they're going to start to really look to pressure the quarterback. I think the second half goes differently this time. I think Tennessee is going to win this game outright. I do. I think they're going to win this game straight up, but I'm going to take the 3 points. There are some injury concerns and COVID concerns for the Indianapolis Colts that are worth looking at and worth talking about as to where we are here. They're another team that's been dealing a lot with COVID issues and dealing with injuries. Quentin Nelson has a back injury. He is questionable. That's a monster injury for that offensive line for the Colts. Even Phillip Rivers has a toe injury, and he's questionable in this game. Now, it looks like he's going to play, but you know, you've got other injuries out there to look at and things that have kind of popped up on the defensive line that you got to look at. We've got Jonathan Taylor, who's on the COVID list. He's going to be out for an unknown period of time. Other players may be popping up here for Indianapolis with COVID. So I think the Titans catching three on the road against Indianapolis, oftentimes it's tough to beat a team twice in the same year, in the same division when they're very evenly matched. I'm taking the Titans plus three. Titans plus three. I think they win the game outright. I'll probably sprinkle a little bit on the money line, but I'm going Titans here. And this is a big game for me with the Titans, who are 7-3 on the year. And if they get a victory, they go to 8 wins. And my bet having them win more than 9.5 games looks pretty good. Looks like they're going to go at worst 10-6 if they win this game coming up here today against the Indianapolis Colts. But very curious about this game. And as you guys know, I always have one game that I really like and that I also tease it because it's a game that I'm heavily invested in and looking at. I came really close to using the Patriots here to tease them from 2-8. I came very close. The only thing that really concerns me is that Kyler Murray is the exact type of quarterback who lights the Patriots on fire. It is a massive contrarian play to take the Patriots to win today and cover, catching 2 points, but just to win the game or to cover either or. I thought about teasing them up over 7, and I stopped myself because I've seen the story before, and I'm very concerned about that offense going into New England. If the weather's not bad, I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned for my Patriots. So I got off of that. We're going to take the Titans, who I just said, I think they win the game outright. I'm going to tease that to 9. So we're going to take the six points. The Peralt 2 team teaser is 7-4 on the year right now. So we're going to week 12, 7-4. Indy to 9. And on the other side, we're going to go and take the Chargers, who at one point were 5.5 point underdogs, and they dropped down to 4.5. There's some money that came in here. Chargers at Buffalo. You guys know I love to fade the Bills. I'm going to give the Chargers 10.5 points here. Okay, I'm going to tease them up to 10.5. Now, they may lose the game. Very, very possible that they may lose the game. But by 7, as long as they don't get killed, even 10, they can lose by 10, and we cover. I just think this is a game that's 7 points or less. Against the number, the Chargers are 4-5-1, and I know you're probably shaking your head going, Matt, you're ice cold. You're not making good plays. And now you're picking the Chargers to do anything for you? What are you doing? Didn't they burn you enough? It's the best number, okay? Regardless of, you know, Justin Herbert and everything else going into this Charger team, it's the best number. And the Chargers, I mean, look at their games, okay? The Chargers this year have not had a single game decided by more than 10 points. Every game, okay? Every game where, you know, win by 3, lose by 3, lose by 5, lose by 7, lose by 3, win by 10, lose by 1, lose by 5, lose by 8, win by 6. Okay, every single game is 10 points or less for the Chargers. And I get 10.5. So as long as that trend continues and they don't lose by 10 or more, they can lose by 10 or less, just not by more than 10, we get that leg to hit for the two-team teaser. Minus 125, as always, full unit, okay? So it's a little bit scary. And, you know, I thought up long and hard about going half a unit here. And I just, in the NFL, there are so few games to pick that, okay, I'm going into it and I may really wipe myself out and wipe out all the winnings that we have had. If I go 0-4 today, I mean, we will be, you know, giving a lot back from where we were up at one point. I think the max we were up was like 11 or 12 units. We've definitely cut that in half, but I think we'll be giving it all the way back. And I think the Daily Juice will be even if we lose all four of these games today. We'll be back at or close to it from where we were, which is we had built up a nice little cushion and I will have given it all back. So I am a little concerned about that, but we're just going to go full unit here. Kansas City -3.5 over Raiders and the Falcons, 53.5 Titans +3. And the Peralt 2-team teaser, +9 Titans, +10.5 on the Chargers, and cross our fingers and hope. Now, we will have prop bets going during the live stream, which I hope you will join us coming up this morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time. We'll get rocking and rolling on the YouTube channel for bettingpros.com. We'll give out prop bets. We'll break down line movement and talk about where the heck we are right now in the NFL, which is going to be very, very complicated and very, very confusing with all the cancellations, movements, and COVID-19 issues across the NFL. But it's week 12. It's the NFL. I hope you will join me for the live stream later on this morning and then come back tomorrow for Monday Night Football, Seattle and the Eagles, and Tuesday for the Steelers and the Ravens, all coming up. We've got midweek football. You can't really be angry about midweek NFL football when it comes to betting on games. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Every morning, it is the Daily Juice Podcast off BettingPros.com, sponsored by BetMGM.